I described this to Mr. Tiffany while he was in Mr. Mitchell's office, sitting in front of the electric fan in Mr. Mitchell's chair, waiting for him to come in, and looking as if life were a burden that he could not support much longer. But when he heard about the primroses, he braced up at once, seized a pencil, and began to make pictures all over Mr. Mitchell's clean blotter, and talking to himself and to me, while the fan made his thick curls stand up around his beaded brow like a halo, after this fashion.
"The lamp must be tall and slim."
The words "tall and slim" being unnaturally lengthened while he drew long up and down lines to illustrate.
"Like the flowers and the shade."
But every time he came to that, he wavered off into such vague lines that you could scarcely distinguish them from the grey of the blotter. And then he would say,
"Well, work out your own idea."